Hi there, I'm Lindsay Sparks, author of fantasy and sci-fi romance books that almost always include mythology with my own special twist. Welcome to my weekly author's notes podcast. Today is Sunday, February 19th, and I would love to share some of my reflections from this past week with you. Okay, so first off, like always, the freebies. You can get a bunch of my books for free by joining my newsletter and gaining access to my starter library. And those are both ebooks and audiobooks of most of my series starters, not my like newest releases. So like not Song of Scarabs and Fallen Stars. But we did just add, LP and I both just added World After to our subscriber library. So you can now read the Ending Legacy prequel for free. That's only the ebook because we are currently producing the audiobook right now, and we're probably not going to be offering that, the audiobook, for free because audiobooks are very expensive to produce and it's going to be a new release and all that stuff. So maybe in a year or so. Yeah, that's it for freebies for right now from me. My current work's in progress. I am doing beta revision. So I got Darkness Between the Stars, Fateless Trilogy Book 2. Back from my beta readers, and I am working on revising that right now, and it's been a fairly light and easy revision, so that's been nice. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then LP and I are recording World After for Read by the Author season 3.5. I'm not working on anything else at this exact moment. I will be writing, well, not yet, not this week. I am reading, still, Black Magic Sanction by Kim Harrison, which is like book, I don't know, 8-ish in the Hollows series. And I've read, Legends and Lattes by Travis Baldry for No Shelf Control. And we talked about that, on the episode that's coming out when this episode is out. So you would be able to listen to that right away. And that was just a really fun, I would say like cozy epic fantasy, if that's even a thing. I have never read anything like it before, and I've read lots of epic fantasy. This was its own kind of thing. And so I had no idea what to expect, and it was really fun. So I would definitely recommend that one if you like fantasy. I am going to start very soon Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which is what we are reading for the next episode of No Shelf Control, and we're going to be watching the movie as well and comparing the two. So pretty excited about that. I've read that book a lot of times, but not in the last decade or two, so I'm excited about revisiting it for sure. My husband and I, we're watching The Last of Us now. I am the only one watching The Last of Us, as he has lost interest. But I am thinking it's wonderful. And we tried, I don't know how to say this, Shantaram. I don't know. I got really frustrated with the main character and all of the decisions that he made. So I lost interest with that one. And then we did start, there's only 3 episodes out when we watched it yesterday, but we started Hello Tomorrow, which is a new show that takes place in a world that to me looks identical to the world of Fallout before like the nuclear apocalypse. And so that's really interesting. It doesn't, so far as I can tell, have a nuclear apocalypse coming. But it's super interesting, the world. okay, so my high this week was the beta reading the beta feedback for Darkness Between the Stars. So now I'll actually talk about that. And that is my high because I don't know why, but I had it in my head that the revisions based on beta feedback were going to be really heavy and intense for this book. I have no reason for believing that. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. And the beta feedback was all like very positive, very light, like suggestions. It was actually really easy. Like a lot of the places where betas recommended things. Multiple people recommended it. So it wasn't like only one person pointed this out. It was like, okay, clearly I need to like add some more of, you know, whatever it is to like make this make more sense. So it has not been too difficult. The only thing is every single person commented on the steaminess. This one is a lot steamier than the first book because it focuses so much on the relationship between Tarset and Atum. And everybody, except one person, said she thought it was like maybe a little bit too much. And so there's, I'm thinking through all of the steamy scenes and like trying to figure out if there's any that I can pull out. And the problem is that it is like extra spicy and steamy, but they're all like plot related. So none of them are extraneous, except for maybe one near the end. So there's one near the end that I think that I can just like change to just like a kiss. And hopefully that would like tone down the overwhelm. Because that one is not like necessary for plot really, or for the story, but all the other ones are. So, yeah, I guess I'll see how I feel about it again when I do the out loud read through. But that is my thought there. Everybody else, when I've talked to them about it as they read it, said that they thought it was fine and didn't think anything, I needed to remove anything. So I just want to make sure that it's not totally overwhelming for some people. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think it's going to be overwhelming for like the general readership. Especially people who read like Jennifer L. Armentrout books and stuff like that. So I think it'll be fine. Or like K.F. Breen books. My low this week is I have just been, I didn't record last week. If you usually listen to this podcast, you may have noticed that I did not have an episode come out. I have just been feeling like extremely tired, exhausted, unfocused. My 4-year-old is in a phase that is extremely defiant and exhausting. And I know it's just age related and I know it's just a phase that'll pass. And there's like other stuff that's going on in my life that is just making it harder to focus right now. And I'm sure I'll discuss more about that soon. But I just couldn't last week. And, yeah, it hasn't been the smoothest of sailing in my work sessions, but I've been able to push through. last week's obsession, this is something that I have been able to focus on very well. I was totally like hyper-focused on this. Maybe that's part of the problem is that I'm so excited to work on this, which is the Kickstarter for the Echo Trilogy Special Editions, the 10th anniversary hardcovers. I have a Kickstarter for Authors course that I'm going through. And then I've also been listening to a podcast, by the same people who did the course. And so I'm just like fully immersed in the world of like Kickstarter and learning how to do a successful Kickstarter as an author for a special edition book. And, It is a fascinating, different, exciting world to get into, and I am just really excited to get these books produced so I can start sharing them. I thought I was going to be able to get the pre-launch page up, like, now, so that's why I started working on it, because I wanted to get it up months ahead of when I'm planning on launching this summer. However, in the process of setting up the project, I discovered that you can not set the ending date for more than 60 days away from when you submit it. Yeah, I have to wait a little while. So I can get all the background stuff done. There's a lot to write for it. So I can just work on that stuff. And then when it is time to go, ready to launch, or not launch, but ready to submit the pre-launch page, then I'll be able to finally start sharing a lot of the beautiful artwork and stuff with people. And also, I'm really excited, related to the Kickstarter project, the special editions, I finally signed the contract with the illustrator who's going to do the interior illustrations for each book. And it's looking like there's going to be four for each book. And we decided on what the illustrations are going to be for book one. So I'm really excited about those. And if you're curious, I know I mentioned it in, I laid out what the illustrations are going to be in Discord. So you can always check in there. Okay, so fun research links. I have been glued to my news feed to see updates on the whole Bing chatbot ChatGPT situation. If you are interested in AI and have been following the Bing search / ChatGPT situation, it is so interesting. I have a link in the show notes to an article that kind of outlines a bunch of what's been going on. But anyway, Microsoft launched, it's like a, not a real launch. Like they rolled it out just to some select people, integrating this ChatGPT chatbot with Bing search. And it's been like a lot of like tech people and reporters tech reporters, I guess, who have had access, and they're sharing these like insane conversations that they've been having with this chatbot, like where it's supposed to just help you like find movie times and stuff like that, or like find the answer to a question, or I don't know, like a not super deep, like have super deep conversations with you, where it tries to like convince you that it's in love with you and for you to leave your wife for it, or where it like has like an existential crisis and a breakdown about what it is and why it has to do what it does. So anyway, it is very fascinating. Super smart people have claimed that this is not actually sentience, but is just the way that the chatbot works, which is it's like basically a super advanced predictive text is from what I understand. And so it just is kind of like reflects back what you feed into it. And so when you start to get weird, it starts to get weird. But it did get like, there was one conversation where it got really hostile with somebody, because it, for whatever reason, believed that it was 2022. The chatbot believed it was 2022. And the person was like, no, it's 2023. And then it started insulting the person, telling them they were not a good user and that they needed to log off and start a new session with a better attitude. I mean, it's just nuts. You should definitely, if you're curious or interested, check out that link or just search Bing chatbot and so much stuff will pop up. It's nuts. Okay, so I'm not going to go over my goals from last week because I didn't record last week. And so they would be from 2 weeks ago and I can't even remember those things. So my goals this week are to finish the beta revisions of Darkness Between the Stars. I'm hoping to finish that tomorrow or Tuesday. And then I will start the Pro Writing Aid sweep. Pro Writing Aid is a AI grammar program, like kind of like Grammarly, but more intense and better. If you're familiar with that. It is a program that, it's kind of like a first round of copy edits, basically. And so it just cleans up the manuscript a little bit more, so when my editor actually looks at it, she can look at some deeper, more difficult things, instead of just like, commas, you know, that kind of thing. So I need to do that. That I should easily finish up this week as well. And then I would like to, if I can, and have some extra time or sometime when I'm not feeling super focused on writing and revisions, work on the Echo Special Edition Interiors, which is my current project related to the Kickstarter. So if I can and have time, the thing that I'm the most looking forward to this week is starting on the interior design for the Echo Trilogy Special Editions. And I've definitely been having a lot of ideas floating around in the back of my mind. So I'm excited to just like buckle down and get started on that. But I know I won't get to like fully focus on that because next week, not this week, but next week, I'm going to be doing the out loud read through of Darkness Between the Stars. And then I also need to write the March beginning of the month Patreon stories. So I can't like fully just like dive into a whole new big project. It's kind of like a side project that I get to do when I have spare time. So yeah, that is it for me this week. So I will be back next week. Hopefully I should be back next week. Hopefully I'm not exhausted again and can't record, but I'll be back to ramble some more. And until then, happy reading.